नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 6, Chapter 7, Text 36. Indra offends Brihaspati. Akinchananam hi danam salochanam teneha aivartita sadhu. Excuse me. Satkriya katam vigaryam nu karomi adishvara paurodasam prishyate yena durmati akinchananam hidanam silonchanam Teneha nivartita saru satkriya katam vigaryam nukaromi adishvara parodasam rishyata rishyati yena durmati akinchananam hidanam silonchanam Teneha nivartita sarusatkriya katam vigaryam nakaromi adishvara parodasam rishyati yena durmati akinchananam hidanam silonchanam Teneha nivartita sarusatkriya Katam vigaryam nukaromi adishvara parodasam rishyati yena durmati. Inchananam idanam salochanam Vigaryam karomi adishvara samrishyate yena durmati chananam idanam salochanam vigaryam karomi adishvara Prada samrishyate yena durmati Kinchananam idanam salonchanam Tenene partita sadhu sakrita Ayam yamitishvara The Samarishyate Yena Durmati Matajis Kinchananam Hidanam Salonchanam Don Sarulokita Kutam Vigayam Nukurome Dishvara Prada samrishyate gnudi akinchananam of persons who have taken to austerities and penances. Naturally, danam, the wealth, Sheila Field. Unchanam. And the collecting of grains left in the wholesale marketplace. Tena. By that means. Iha. Here. Nivartita. Accomplishing. Sadhu. Of the exalted devotees. Satkriya. All the pious activities. How? Vigariyam. Reproachable. Nu. Indeed. Karomi. Execute. Adishwara. O great governors of the planetary system. Parodasam. The duty of priesthood. Rishyati is pleased. Yena, by which one who is less intelligent. O exalted governors of various planets, the true Brahman, who has no material by the profession of accepting silonchana in the field and on the ground in the wholesale marketplace. By this means, who actually abide by the principles of austerity and penance, maintain themselves and their families, and perform all necessary pious activities. A Brahmin who desires to achieve happiness by gaining wealth through professional priesthood must certainly have a very low mind. How shall I accept such priesthood? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A first-class Brahmin does not accept any rewards from his disciples or yajamanas. Practicing austerities and penances, he instead goes to the agricultural field and collects food grains left by the agriculturalists to be collected by Brahmanas. Similarly, such Brahmanas go to marketplaces where grains are purchased and sold wholesale, and they collect grains left by the merchants. In this way, such exalted Brahmins maintain their bodies and families. Such priests never demand anything from their disciples to live in opulences or vices. In other words, a pure Brahmin voluntarily accepts a life of using complete dependence on the mercy of the Lord. Not very many years ago, a Brahmin in Krishnanagar near Navadvip was offered some help from the local zamindar, Braja Krishnachandra. The Brahmin refused to accept the help. He said that since he was very happy in his household life, taking rice given by his disciples and cooking vegetables of tamarind leaves, there was no question of taking help from the zamindar. The conclusion is that although a Brahmin may receive much opulence from his disciples, he should not utilize the rewards of his priesthood for his personal benefit. He must use them for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akinchananam hidanam salonchanam teneha nivartita sadhu satkriya katam vigaryam nukarom yadishwara paurodasam rishyati yena duramati. O exalted governors of various planets, the true Brahmins, Brahman, who has no material possessions, maintains himself by the profession of accepting silonchana. In other words, he picks up grains left in the field and on the ground in the wholesale marketplace. By this means, household of Brahmins who actually abide by the principles and pious activities. A Brahmin who desires to achieve happiness by gaining wealth through professional priesthood must certainly have a very low mind. How shall I accept such priesthood? Om Ajnanati Minandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. One time, I believe it was Vrindavan in 1975. Maybe Naikatma was there, I think. Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk. Some brahmacharis and sannyasis were there. We had the fortune of being there. Prabhupada pointed to these berries in the field. It was in Ramanreti in Vrindavan. And said, what kind of berries are these? Lokanath Maharaj, a young man at the time, maybe 22 years old, said they're such and such berries. Prabhupada said they're edible. And Lokanath Maharaj knew the area and he said, oh yes. Prabhupada said, our men should learn to do like this. Eat berries, sit and chant Hare Krishna in the forest. Eat some berries, and once in a week go and beg a chapati from the community, from the householders. So some of the sannyasis who were organizing the parties, I remember specifically, had just been with Srila Prabhupada, I believe it was in Denver, where Prabhupada gave the menu for the divorce. And sub, and Srila Prabhupada had approved. And now Prabhupada was saying, and he said it a second time, we should do like this. Be able to sit in the forest and chant Hare Krishna all day, eating only these pachanakesi berries. And once in a week, go to the village and beg a chapati. So a few of the leaders and sannyasis were flipping out. Because sometimes when Prabhupada would say things, it would change your whole life. We would have, the 10 people would be chosen, you. You live in the forest and just chant Hare Krishna and eat the pachanakesi berries. Little blue berries. Prabhupada said it a third time. We were stunned. I was actually thinking, this is amazing. I was hiding so I wouldn't get chosen. I couldn't imagine sitting in Vrindavan, chant all day, eat these berries, and once in a week you can go and once in a week beg a chapati. So this is the actual life. Of course, we didn't do it. And no one did it, I don't think. But this was the life. Prabhupada was stressing, this is the life of a Brahmin. We don't need any extravagant living. We don't need big palatial buildings. We don't need extravagant food stuff. We don't need... But for Krishna's service, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he showed how to utilize things, utilize even opulence in Lord Krishna's service, utilize beautiful cars in Krishna's service, utilize fine dining. In Philadelphia, we have a restaurant, I forget, called Govinda's Gourmet. And there you can sit down for $25 and get fine dining, Krishna prasadam. For Krishna's service, we can have. But for ourselves, Prabhupada taught us to take the vow of poverty. Nivritta Trishna. Free from material desires. No more material desire. There's one prayer we used to chant when we were brahmacharis all the time. And some of the brahmacharis would note that whenever they chant this prayer, calamities would befall them again and again. Like Queen Kunti. And some devotees said, sir, I think we should stop chanting this prayer. The prayer is the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj. Ekaman varam tvam svaradarshava kamanam ridhya samroham bhavatastu vrnevaram. As brahmacharis, myself and Vaisesika Pragosh, maybe Nakama, I think too, we used to always chant this prayer. And some of the younger brahmacharis, I remember specifically, Dhruva Maharaj Das said, I'm never going to chant this again. Every morning I chant it and something heavy happens to me. I get beat up on Sankirtan. It means, oh my Lord, oh best of the givers of benedictions, Prahlad Maharaj prays, if you at all want to bestow a benediction upon me, then I pray to you within the core of my heart that there be no more material desire. Yet he does, yes, he may come on. Varam tuam varadarshava kamanam ridhya samraham bhavatastu vrnevaram. No more material desire. Nivritta Trishna upagiyamanat bhavasara chotramano biramat ka utamasloka gunanuvarat puman virajeta vigna pasugnat. We were talking yesterday after Devira Prabhu's class that real thing is Nivritta Trishna. No more material desires. And how is that achieved? Prabhupada has given a Nivritta Trishna Upagiyamanat Bhava Sada Chotra. There is the Bhava Roga or disease from which we are suffering. That disease is birth, death, disease, and old age. Sometimes in our youth, we don't really feel the pangs of that birth, death, disease, and old age. But as we get older, many of us, we're experiencing what Prabhupada is saying in his purports, the pang of birth, the pang of death, the pangs of old age, the pangs of disease. This is the Bhava Roga. This is the actual disease from which we're suffering. And Srimad Bhagavatam says, Bhava Sada Chotra, that there's a Bhava Saudi. There's the medicine to counteract the Bhava Roga. The Bhava Sada Chotra, Neche Osodi Maya. The medicine, which is Krishna Katha. To fill ourselves up with Krishna consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhotis. Eating Krishna Prasadam, proper diet and proper medicine. If someone is sick, the doctor prescribes Ayurvedic medicines. In our Western, they describe all synthetic drugs. And diet. Don't eat this, don't eat that. You can't have sugar. You can't have salt. As you get older, you can't have phosphate. And you can't have potassium. And what's left is two pieces of toast and a cup of tea. Doctor actually told me, no sugar. I said, of course. He said, no starch. I said, I understand. He said, no salt. I said, okay. He said, now I want you to meet with a dietitian. I said, well, I'm eating macrobiotic prasadam, all whole grains. They said, no! No potassium and no phosphorus. And they gave me a list of every food on earth that contains potassium. Isn't it, Gorongero? Everything that contains potassium, I put it on my refrigerator. And everything with phosphorus which is everything that there is available to mankind. I was shocked. I was like, what do you want me to eat, Wonder Bread? And the dietitian said, that's very good. It's actually true. At a certain stage, you're not supposed to eat phosphorus, potassium, salt, sugar, starch, which is in everything. So we follow diet and medicine. Similarly, in our Krishna consciousness, medicine. The medicine of Krishna Katha, diet of Krishna Prasadam. Healthy, if we follow. Spiritually, not that we just take the medicine weekend or when it's convenient, family affairs. But just like if the doctor prescribes them, don't take the medicine when it's convenient. It's in all the time. Srila Prabhupada has prescribed our Krishna conscious medicine, and it is a life sentence. That medicine has to be taken for the rest of your life. Sometimes the doctor will tell you, here's the heart medication. You have to take this three times a day. So I ask the doctor for a month or 2 months when it runs out. They said, no, the rest of your life. So similarly, in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada has prescribed the NHAO Sodhi Maya, Nashi Baro Lagi, Harinama Mahamantra, Lao Tumi Magi. The Bhava Saudi, that medicine of Krishna Katha, has to be taken every day. And we take it three times a day. We take it at Mangal Arati, we take it at noon, we take it in the evening. It has to be taken. If you forget your medicine, you'll get very sick. If we forget our Bhava Saudi, oh, we'll be back in Bhava Roga. We'll be back in birth, death, disease, and old age. So one has to follow the diet of Krishna Prasadam and take the medicine. And then one can themselves become healing, even physically. We have one story, maybe a little embarrassing here. I was in the hospital a few months back. Dravida Prabhu came to see me by his grace. And they had a machine on me called a blood pressure machine. Doctor was very upset because with pumping medicine and dripping stuff and needles coming in and out, the blood pressure was still 165 over 110. Dravida Prabhu was there. A few other devotees were there from San Diego. It was in San Diego area. And he said, let me try something. I did this. I don't know the exact story. He healed his father. His father was suffering from cancer and heart disease. He had with the Bhava Saudi, revived him back to life. Is it true? He lived for another few weeks. He died peacefully. He didn't die right then. So the machine, every 15 minutes, it goes on and tightens around your arm. Dravida was watching. He said, let me. He put his hands on my head. And he recited 20 different mantras from Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. We chanted some together, we chanted separate, we chanted apart. Mantras were flying everywhere. And miracle of miracles, as the machine tightened. Every 15 minutes it was on for 2 days. It wouldn't stop. You couldn't sleep. At night it tightens your arm. Sure, you don't go to sleep forever in that department of the hospital. And the pressure over 90. Of course, 65. But while he was there, pressure went down, and I was feeling peaceful and happy. So this medicine of Krishna Katha, one lady called me yesterday at 2 in the morning, as a matter of fact. Her mind was bothering her deeply because devotees, we had preached to her, and her mind was bothering her deeply because at her work, someone had overheard things she was saying through the ventilation system. And it was haunting her day and night. She couldn't sleep. So she didn't want me to sleep either. I have my phone there to wake up at 3:30. And unfortunately, sometimes people call at 1:30 or 2. So I told her that you have to fill yourself up with Krishna Katha. You have to fill yourself up with chanting. You have to fill yourself up with mantras. The blood pressure was saying, we're in anxiety. But as soon as they heard all the mantras, the Harinamastika and all the Astikas, they were like, okay, fine. They relaxed. The vessels relaxed. So our consciousness, when it's filled up with mantras, chanting with the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, with Srila Prabhupada's books, with Krishna Katha, then there's no room for, oh, what did the person there think? In this material world, it's endlessly mutable. The mind can come up with a million. But when we fill the consciousness and the mind up, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, in the morning, beat the mind with shoes. And in the evening, sweep the mind with a broom. With Krishna Katha. And we fill the consciousness with Krishna consciousness, with Krishna Katha, as Srila Prabhupada has taught us. And live the life of a real Brahman. Then there's no room for all this insignificant worries and insignificant troubles. I was thinking this is her biggest problem, is that somebody overheard the things she was saying in the next room, another co-worker. And this is bothering her to the point of a panic attack. She was breathing heavily, young woman, couldn't breathe properly. But as soon as she started reading Prabhupada's books, just like the miracle of Travita, as soon as she started hearing the Maha Mantra and hearing preaching, her breathing slowed down, her mind was cleared out, and she knew what had to be done. So this is our business. To fill ourselves up with Krishna Katha, not one weekend, not one week of serious Krishna, every day of our life, 3 times a day, all day if possible. Take the Bhava Saudi, the medicine and the diet, and we'll get rid of the Bhava Roga. Any question or discussion? All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Rohan Bhavatas to Rohan. It's a great verse.
Scary.
Like that he has. Kutrashishashis. Paris to Pawat to Sringa, he has a similar verse. Kutrashisha Shutsukai Megatushni Rupa. Trying to enjoy material things. Yeah, sky flower. Mrigatrishni has a, you know, as a vehicle for enjoyment is full of all kinds of disease. Even the person who knows that theoretically will not become detached or been doused in the fire of lust. That's qualification. For future reference.
Baba.
How should be?
Baba Saudi.
Not Baba Saudi. Baba How should be. Anyways.
Baba Saudi.
Yeah. And actually, I was in some way part of that group.
You were there.
No, I was the guy in the next room. There were 240